In the early 1970s, fish couldn't survive in the Aylesworth Reservoir Lake in German. Acid mine drainage from an abandoned coal mine leaked into Aylesworth Creek, which flows into the 4-acre waterway. Because of the drainage, water becomes highly acidic and harms fish and local ecosystems. Bernie McGurl is the executive director of the Lackawanna River Conservation Association. He says an acid mine drainage treatment facility was built around a half mile from the lake and then restored years later with federal funding.
So that's helping to buffer the water here, and it's doing a good job.
On Tuesday, around 2 dozen anglers lined the shore of the lake at Aylesworth Park. They were waiting for the PA Fish and Boat Commission and U.S. Senator Bob Casey to stock the water with trout.
We're almost at the 2-minute mark.
There you go. Fantastic.
Casey was at the Lackawanna County Park to not only help the commission with its annual stocking, but to celebrate the passage of the STREAM Act. STREAM stands for Safeguarding Treatment for the Restoration of Ecosystems from Abandoned Mines. The senator from Scranton was also there to discuss more federal funding for Pennsylvania to remediate the impact of coal mining. The November 2021 Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act included more than $11 billion for the National Abandoned Mine Land Program. From that funding, PA will receive around $245 million yearly, for a total of $3.7 billion over the next 15 years.
We're going to get a third of all the federal money for abandoned mine land dollars.
One third of the nation's abandoned coal mine land is in Pennsylvania. Around 43 of 67 counties are impacted by abandoned coal mines. That historic infrastructure bill had a defect, says Casey. It didn't allow states to allocate any of that funding to clean up acid mine drainage, despite the fact that previous programs did. Casey says there are over 5,500 miles of Pennsylvania streams that are impacted by acid mine drainage. He worked with U.S. Representative Matt Cartwright and their Republican colleagues to sponsor the STREAM Act. Now, states can set aside 30% of its annual abandoned mine land program dollars into an account for the treatment and abatement of acid mine drainage. The state also received an additional $26 million in federal funding for abandoned mine land cleanup. With the funding, the state can treat pre-1977 abandoned coal mines and pre-1977 acid mine drainage, says Patrick Webb. He's from the Pennsylvania Bureau of Abandoned Mine Reclamation. The impact of coal mining is part of the history of Northeast Pennsylvania, Casey says. But he noted the people of the region consistently insist that officials at all levels make investments to clean up the damage.
You can see it paying off in places where you didn't even want people getting close to the body of water. Now they're fishing and enjoying it.
McGurl pointed out that there's still an unmet need for reclamation both on the land and in the water.
This legislation is going to be a big help, but we still got to keep our sleeves rolled up. There's a lot more work to do in this watershed.
In German, I'm Kat Bolis, WVIA News.